Ayin, we discussed Kedushin Midin Arev and Kedushin Midin Evet Kanaini, and now the Gemara gives a third case, Kedushin Midin Shneim. The Gemara says, Tein Mona Laploni Ve'Kadesh Ani Loch. Not Tein Mona Laploni Ve'Kadesh Ani Loch, but Ve'Kadesh Ani Loch. The woman says to Reuven, you give a mona to Shimon, and I'll be Mekudeshes to him. Oh, this is a racket, right? Husband's not going to give anything, right? Kudeshes midin shneim, says the Gemara. Orev, mava forgav lo kamati anali yode kam mishabi nafshe. The Orev doesn't get any kesef, and yet he's mishabi nafshe bahi ano. The mehemen lay, hayitzanami, afagav lo kamati anali yode kam ikni anafshe. This woman as well, not giving anything, but she's not getting any kesef, but she is getting hano. That the person is motzi mos alpia, he's listening to her, so she's mukudeshes with that anna. So in fact, the Gemara midami orev haide kakani leka chaser mamona haigave kakani la lahayetsa velo kachaser velo midi. Orev is different. In the case of orev, the person who is kona is chaser mamona. The person who is kona the shibut the malva is chaser mamona. He's giving money for the lova, but the orev. But this case, the person who is kona, the baal, Shimon, is not chaser anything. It's not similar to Arev. This is up to Gemara. The Kanaini Yochiyah. The Kanaini can fill in the blanks. The Loka Chosim Amon of a Kakani Nafshe. And here too, even the Loka Chosim Amon of a Kakani Nafshe. It's effective Gemara. Midami. Hosam Hakhtaka Makni Kakani. Hocha Hayitza Kamikni Anafshe. The Loka Kanya Vlomidi. Arev Yochiyah. Afagav Loka Mati Anal Yodi Meshabi Nafshe. The Gemara goes back and forth, that basically you have two chidushim over here. First of all, that the Baal is not chaser anything, and yet he's kona a woman. And secondly, the woman is not actually getting any money, she's getting hana that Reuven is agreeing to give money to Shimon, and she's mikni anafsha bahi hana. So that's the Gemara, she's mekudeshes midin shneim. You have the strength of Evet Kanaini, the strength of Orev put together, that the husband doesn't have to be spending anything. The woman doesn't really have to be receiving kesef, she's receiving hana, and she could be mekudeshes midin shnei. And this is what the Gemara says. Comes the Rambam and throws a monkey wrench into the sugya. His interpretation of the sugya seems creative. What does the Rambam say? This is the Rambam that we've been talking about. We've mentioned different parts of this Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishos Perakei Halacha Chaf Aleph. V'chein im amar lo tein dina l'ploni matona v'eskadesh lo v'nosan lo v'kitsha oso ploni. So he gives, Reuven gives the money to Shimon. Reuven gives the money to Shimon. If the Isha tells Reuven to give the money to Shimon, gives the money to Shimon, and now the Isha is going to be Mekudeshes to Shimon. But how does that work? Says the Rambam, the Kitsha also Ploni, and that Ploni is Mekadesh. V'amala harem Mekudeshes li banazu haba lech bigloli. You should be Mekudeshes to me with the hana that you get bigloli because of me. Harezu Mekudeshes alu vishlo nasan la hamekadesh klum. The Mekadesh didn't give anything. Lokachosev lomidi. Shimon is Lokachosev lomidi. He received something from Reuven. The Isha is Mekudeshes to Shimon. He's lokachos and lomidi. She is not receiving any kesef. She's only receiving hana. But Shimon's mekadisher. Shimon actually has a diba that he's mekadisher. With what is he mekadisher? B'hana zu haba lech biglali. With the hana. Excuse me, I skipped to a different halacha. We started with the right halacha and then we skipped. Let's pedal back. In Hilchos Ishos Perakei Halacha Chaf Aleph. B'cheinim amar lo tein dina leploni matona v'eskadesh lo. We started properly, but somehow we skipped to the next halacha. Binasan of the kitcha also ploni. Right? The Rambam says the same in both cases, that the ploni has to be mekadesh, but it's a different lashon. The amr laharem of kedeshes li bahanas matona zu shekibalti britzonech. That's midin shneim. That Shimon says, I am going to be mekadesh you with the hanas matona zu shekibalti britzonech. You wanted to give this matona to me. You asked Reuven to give me a matona. And with the hanoa of this matana that I was makabel from you, you should be mekudeshes to me. That's quite an interesting shot, right? The Rambam is not saying that she's mekudeshes because she received hanoa from whom? Pasha Pshad is that she should be Makudash as Midin Arev, Midin Shneim. We have a Din of Arev over here. The Din of Arev is that she's receiving Hana from Reuven, because Reuven's listening to her to give something to Shimon, right? That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the Hana is that Shimon tells the woman, I am a Kabbalah Matonah, Big Lalech, not from you, but because of you. Reuven is agreeing to give me something because of you. I'm Mekabalis Matona Bitsonech with your, because of you, because you wanted me to get that, and you should be Mekudeshes me with the Hanoa that you receive, that what? That I am accepting a Matona Biglalech. So Frek the Rajba, what's going on over here? Isn't this Nosna Hiva Omrahu? The prospective suitor is certainly talking. But who's the one who's giving? Who's the one who's giving over here? Isn't it Nosna? She's giving to him. She is giving to him. How can that work? We know that Nosna Hiva Amarhu Eina Mekudeshes. It's Kitikach, it's Nakiikach. So how can this work over here, Frek the Rashba? L'chora Mashu, the Kolka Agabna Karavu Lios Nosna Hiva Amarhu Shekastavnu L'mala Shembo Beis Mechush. Nosnahi, it's she's giving to the man, right? He's Mekadesher, not with the Hana that she received. Okay, perhaps it's not necessary for the husband to be Chosir something. If a Knaini teaches us that even if he's not Chosir, he can still be Mekadesher, great. But what's he being Mekadesher with? With the Hana that she's receiving, or with the Hana that she's giving to him? From the Rambam, you get the impression that this case of Kiddushin is that he's receiving Hana. He's getting a matana from her, and now he's giving hana to her in the receipt of the matana. But that's nosnahi. She's giving something to him, not that he's giving something to her. Aye, what are you going to tell me? Well, that's what Adam Choshev is all about. The Gemara later on is going to say, the next piece of Gemara, going to say that if he accepts a matana from her, and he's an Adam Choshev, and it's a hana for her that he accepts that matana, then she's mekudeshes. Not because it's nasnahi, but rather it's nasanhu. He's giving her hana. What are you going to say? Our case is also like an adam chashuv. Inami havi kehelech manav eskavish ani love v'enem mekudeshes ela ba'adam chashuv dafka. By adam chashuv, that's true. Helech manav eskavish ani love, that works ba'adam chashuv, but not by an adam stam. The case of midin shneim is not talking about an adam chashuv, it's talking about a stam adam. So how does it work? Manav shach, it's not going to be based on Adam Chashu, because it's not an Adam Chashu. If it's not Adam Chashu, it's Nosnahi. So how does it work? What's the Rambam talking about? That's the Rashba's question. The Rashba's sitting pretty because he says the Kiddushin Midin Shneim is working because the woman is receiving Hana from Reuven. She's receiving Hana from the fact that Reuven listens to her to give something to Shimon. Arev. A regular Arev. So that's fine. It's not an Adam Chashu. It's not that Shimon is giving Hana to her by accepting the Matana from Reuven. It's that she's getting Hana from Reuven because Reuven is listening to her. So according to the Rashba, I get it. According to the Rambam, isn't this Nosnahi V'Amarhu? Odom Choshev is special, but this is a Stam Odom. So the fact that he's Mekabel Matana, how can he say that B'Hanoas Kabolas Matana, you should be Mekudeshes to me? This is the kasha that the Rashba has against the Rambam. Comes the Magen Mishnah and says, you have to better understand the case of Adam Chashev, and then you'll be able to apply it to this situation. We think that the idea that the husband can receive a matan and be Mekadesh a woman with the Hanah, the Kabbalah's matana, that applies to Adam Chashev alone. That the only time that it's a Hanah, that Kabbalah's matana can be considered a Hanah for the giver, for the donor. Right? The woman gives the gift to the man. Helech manev beskadesh ani loch. She gives a matana to the man, and she says, "I should be mekudeshes to you with the hanah that I'm receiving from you." Right? Sometimes giving is taking. So here she claims that she's taking, and he's taka mekadesher. Hanah azusha kibalti mimech matana. So we think that the only time that there's a hanah in the Kabbalah's matana is by an adam chashu. Zok the Magen Mishnah, not necessarily true. Elavadai. There is a difference in this case, between this case and the case of Adam Choshev. The Hasam, he omeres Helech. Helech ze matona mishalo, v'hi chaser mama. If the woman is giving something, if she's chaser mama, Lefikach be'inan chashav b'davka. That's why you need another chashav. V'shalob chashav b'metis kadesh. If she's chasim mamen, so then shalob adam chashav, she's not going to be miskadeshes. Avakan ein chaserim mamen kolal. But here she's not chasim mamen. Who is chasim the mamen over here? Ruvain. Right? The nosen is chasim the mamen, not the woman. And she gets the hana because now she derives benefit from the fact that her tzivui is listened to by someone else. What's the Magid Mishnah saying over here? If she's chosem mamon, then there's a difference between another chosem as opposed to a stam mamon. But here she's not chosem mamon. Reuven is chosem mamon. So because she's not chosem mamon, and she is deriving benefit from the fact that someone is listening to her, so therefore she's gonna be mekudeshes. Sounds like a nice idea, but what's the Magid Mishnah saying? The answer is, what the Magid Mishnah is saying is that really, even if the person is not an Adam Chashuv, a Kabbalah Smatana is always Hana. The Rambam is assuming that if someone is Mekabala Matana from someone else, there's always a Hana in that Kabbalah Smatana. I want to give a Matana to Reuven, let's say, right? So even if Reuven is not an Adam Chashuv, it's still a Hana, the fact that he accepted that matana from me. The only problem is by kiddushin, that hana that the makabel matana is giving me is not enough. Why? Because if the woman is the one who's giving the matana to the man, she's chaser mama, she's chaser something. So the hana that she's receiving by the fact that he's accepting that matana from her does not offset the chisaron mamon that she has. Maybe the acceptance of the matana is like a plus 10, if you will, right? Right? Maybe the acceptance of Matana is a plus 5. Acceptance of Matana is a plus 5. The fact that she's Chasim Maman is a negative 10. So if she's Chasim Maman, then the Hana is not sufficient to create a Kiddushin over here because if you put the two together, you put the cost with the benefit together, she's actually losing. Right? It's not enough of a Hana for her to be considered gaining. The gain is plus 5. The negative is minus 10. So if you put the minus 10 together with the plus 5, by a stam adam, even though she is receiving hana by the fact that he's makabel matana, it's not enough of a hana to say that the balance between the two, right? The accounting, I'm not sure all the fancy words, but you know, if you do the accounting here between the costs and the benefits and you put it all together, she's in the negative column, right? She's in red. Because the chisaron is greater than the benefit. So that's why she's not going to be mekudeshes with the stam adam. But by an adam chashuv, the hana that she's receiving from him is greater. Right? It's greater than plus 5. Right? The hana that she's receiving from him is, let's say, plus 10. Coupled with the fact that she's not even chaser anything. So because she's not chaser anything and she is getting hana, then that's enough for the kiddusha to be chal. It's not that with a stam adam who accepts a matana, there is no hana. The problem is that if she's chaser, the chisaron offsets that hana, and it prevents the kiddushin from being chal. Ah, but if I can engineer a case where someone is accepting, where even a stam adam accepts matana from the woman, stam adam, but she's not chaser anything, even if the hana that she's receiving from him is not as great as an adam chashuv, it's still something, it's a plus 5. So if she's not chas or anything, that plus 5 is going to be enough to create the kiddushin. That's the havroka, that's the chiddush that the Magid Mishnah has to try to explain the Rambam. That even a kabbalas matana on behalf of a stam adam, that is a hana for the woman, but it's not enough of hana to offset the great chisaron. But if she doesn't have a chisaron, then that hana is going to be sufficient to create the kiddushin. Yes?
According to the Magid Mishnah by Anon Chashuv, would we be saying that no matter how much money, let's say she gives off a zuze, instead of money. Are we saying no matter what she gives, it's automatically going to be offset by the fact that the Adam Chashuv is accepting it? I mean, the Adam Chashuv is automatically worth as much as she's paying? Or
I think that's what the Gemara says. So I hear what you're saying. It seems strange. You know, if she's chosen so much money, so why should we assume that the Hana is so great? But apparently that's what the Gemara is assuming. That the Hana, the greater the Matana, the more the Hana, by the fact that he agrees to accept it. Isaac?
Well, we're saying right now, according to the Magid Mishnah, it sounds like there's a net quantitative difference.
Exactly.
Hana.
Exactly.
It seems like he's describing just a different type of hana. There's the hana of the other chash of accepting it, and then there's the hala of her mitzvah being mitayyeret, her will being brought out, which sounds a little qualitatively different than just the other chash of accepting it. It sounds like there are two different types of hala.
No, I think the Magen Mishnah is saying Shimon's Kayemis mitzvah sub the moment Shalachana means that means her mitzvah is that she wants Shimon to get something. She wants to give a matana to Shimon. So that hana that she gets, that Shimon gets a matana, that's mitzvah. It's just it's the moment of Reuven. It's not her own money. It's not her own money. But the fact is, there is a Kabbalah's matana in Shimon's hands, and she's getting hana according to the Rambam. She's getting hana by the fact that Shimon gets the matana. I think so. Yeah.
Is her mitzvah shekayemis the fact that Shimon's getting the money, or the fact that he's accepting it?
The fact that he's accepting it.
Okay.
Right. And she's happy. That's the mitzvah, so that's her tzivut. That's the command. So the fact that her command is happening over here, and I hear what you're picking up on. It's not so much that doesn't sound like it's that he's accepting the matana. It's that her tzivui is being fulfilled. Yeah.
Which
sounds a little interesting.
To say it's about the Kabbalah.
It's about the Kabbalah. It's not the tzivui, right? I think the Magen Mishnah probably means that because he's explaining the Rambam. He means that if she's not chaser anything, so then the Kabbalah's hanoah is sufficient that she's actually getting hanoah from the fact that Shimon is receiving a gift. It comes out that the Rambam and the Rashba are disagreeing fundamentally over here as to what the Hanoah really is. Is it a Hanoah of the Kabbalah's Matona on behalf of Shimon? Or is it a Hanoah that her Dibur, her Tzivui, is being listened to? Josh?
I would say, is there any reason why Rambam puts it this halakha? Meaning,
he's saying he should have had Arev, and then Eved Kanani,
right,
and then he should have said Shneim. Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. It seems strange. He's jumping the gun. Yeah, I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. I was wondering the same thing. Isaac?
He organizes the tame money, the tame cases, and then he puts the halo case.
Okay, I hear, but still, this tame case is based on two halachas, but he only is mentioning one in this halacha and the other one in the next halacha, so it is a little bit strange that he puts midin shneim between shneim. He puts midin shneim ben shneim. It's sort of a little interesting. What's a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rashba? So, nafkamina could be, let's say the woman taka is chasa. Let's say you'll have a kiddushin bidin shnei, but the woman is chasa. That's the case that the Taz has. Right? Taz in Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchos Kiddushin, Simen Chav, Tes, Sirkotin, Zion. A Rashba Hiksha, the Kama Kodesh is below Adam Choshev. Right? How can that be? He quotes the Magen Mishnah. The Mela says, because Im Omeres Heilich Mona V'tein L'Ploni V'eskane Shani Lo Hachanami D'boi She'iyah Oso Ploni Adam Choshev. Dr. Taz, if she were to say Heilich Mona V'titein L'Ploni, she gives a mona to Reuven and she says, you give this mona to Shimon. Not that she asks Reuven to give a mana to Shimon, but she gives a mana to Reuven and says, give this to Shimon and I'll be Mekudeshes to him. So after Taz, according to the Magen Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, is that going to be a Kiddushin or is that not going to be a Kiddushin? It should not be a Kiddushin. Because if you understand that according to the Rambam, the Hana is the Kabbalah's Matana, the fact that Shimon gets a Matana from the man, Biglal, the woman, right? So it's as if he receives a Matana from the woman. So if this is talking about a non-Adam Choshev, then the only way that there's enough of a Hanoah is if she's not Chos or anything. But if she's Chos or something, if she has the minus 10, so that's going to offset whatever Hanoah she gets by the fact that the Matana went to Shimon. So if she's Chos or something, then the Rambam would say this is not going to be a good Kiddusha. Dafka ba'Adam Choshev, can a Kabbalah's Matana work? But here, if it's a non-Adam Choshev, the only way that the Kabbalah's Matana works, and if she's not chosid, if she's going to be chosid, then the kiddushin is not going to be chal. According to the Rashba, there's no reason why it shouldn't work. The Rashba holds that the reason why the kiddushin is chal is because she gets a hano. Why? Because Reuven listens to her. Reuven is listening to her. That's the hano that she gets that creates the kiddushin. If that's the hano that she gets, then it shouldn't matter whether she's chosid or not chosid. Even if she's chosid, the reality is that she gets hano from the fact that Reuven listens to her. He gives something to Shimon based on her tzivui. If you hold that the hana is the fact that Reuven listens to her, then that hana applies even if she's chosen. But if the hana is the fact that Shimon got a matona from her, then that's only going to apply if she's not chosen. Because if she's chosen and he's a stam adam, then the hana is not sufficient to offset the chisar. That's one nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rashba. What's another nafkamina? There could be another nafkamina between them, is what the Tosus Rid has. The case of the Tosus Rid. It's just a line of the Tosus Rid in this sugya. Very, very interesting. What does the Tosus Rid say? Tein mana leploni vekadish ani lo, v'hu adin im amra tein mana leploni vekadish leploni acher. Midin shneim also applies in the following case. Let's say the woman says to Reuven, tein mana leshimen vekadish ani to Levi. Levi is not chaser anything, but he's not receiving anything either. It's a mudna case, right? There's a third party. There are four people involved in this situation. Right? Shimon, the Isha tells Reuven, you give a mana to Shimon, and I'll be Mekudeshes to Levi. So at first glance, you say to yourself, what's going on over here? Levi, he didn't give anything, he didn't receive anything. How can the Kiddush be chal? I'll tell you how it can be chal. Midin shnayim. Evet, can I me... Even if Levi is not chos or anything, he can be kona. As long as there's an asinas mamon bishvilo, right? That can create a kinyan kesef for Levi. It can create a kinyan kesef for a third party. So even though he's not giving, he's not receiving, but the fact is that asinas mamon from Reuven to Shimon is in order that the Isha should be mekudeshes to Levi. So it's an asinas mamon for Levi. So that can work for Levi. Aye, but the woman can't be Mekudeshes unless she receives Hana. She is receiving Hana. She's receiving Hana because Reuven is listening to her and spending money. He's giving money to Shimon so that Levi can be Mekadesh the woman. So there is an Asinas Mamon on behalf of Levi. There is a Hana that the woman is receiving. So therefore the Kiddushin can be Chal. That's what the Tosus Rid says. Does that work according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, Kiddushin Midin Shneim means what? The Kabbalah's matana is viewed as a hana'a that the man is giving to the woman. But the fact that he's receiving something, that's like a hana'a that she is getting because he's receiving it due to the fact that she wanted him to get it. So the only way that he's able to be mekadesher is because he's giving her hana'a by the fact that he accepts something either from her or on her behalf because she wanted someone else to give that matana to the Baal. So that clearly is only going to work if the Baal actually received something. Here, Levi, the prospective Baal, is not receiving anything. So that's not going to work. Right? If the whole Hana is the fact that the Baal received something from the woman or on her behalf because of her, Mach Masa, so clearly that's only going to apply if he actually receives something. If Reuven gives to Shimon, so Shimon is receiving something because the Isha told Reuven to give to Shimon, so that's going to create Kiddushin. But if Levi is the Baal, he's the prospective suitor, and he's not accepting anything because of the woman, so where's the Hana? The Rambam apparently assumes it's not enough that Reuven is listening to the Isha. The man is Mekadesh the Isha because he's accepting something, Mach Masa. So if he's not accepting anything, Levi is not accepting anything, then that's not enough of a Hana to work. So according to the Rambam, it's not going to work. According to the Rashba, it would work. So this case of the Tosfos Rid could be an afkamina between the two Rishonim. Yes?
According to the Rambam, with the Haggadah Mishnah, let's say the woman gives pruta. So even in that case, it wouldn't work. It's not an impasha.
Let's say the woman gave up a pruta.
A pruta. So I mean, she gave a pruta to... She said, take this pruta and give it to Shimon, right? And then I'll marry him, right? So even that...
You're saying if it's a very small chisar.
It's a very small amount, and she really wants to be married to him.
That could be another nafkamina. Let's say her chisaron is very small. Right? If her chisaron is very small, so will it be offset if the matana is very large? What do you think? If the chisaron is very small, will the matana by a stam adam, right? The stam adam is accepting, let's say $1,000. Right? So if she only has to give a pruta to Reuven to give the $1,000 to Shimon, so would we say that according to the Rambam the Kiddushin should work? Maybe maybe that's not enough kamina between the Rambam and the Rashi. Maybe in that case, the Rambam would say that that's not called a chisara. That's not enough of a chisara to say that the kedushin is not going to work. So really, that is enough of a hanah. I don't know. It's an interesting kasha. Kiva, you had something you wanted to say about? No. Jacob?
The din shnei was working from the dinim of Evi Kanani and Ari.
Yes.
So when the Rambam explains the din shnei, he has to be working with midin, with Evi Kanani and Ari.
Yeah.
So then how would he explain the same on Gav Yisrael when there's no Kabel mug?
Tanei mal gabi sela, there's no matana, so how is she going to be mekudeshes? Does tanei mal gabi sela work midin arif? The Gemara there says that if Gemara Chesam Bey says that if a woman tells the husband tanei mal gabi sela doesn't work, then hayo sela shelo mekudeshes. So the Ritva adds this idea that Tema Gavisela, if she says this Kadesh Ani Loch, she adds these words, so then she Taka is going to be Mekudeshes. But not all Rishonim agree. The Rashba says she's not going to be Mekudeshes anyway, because the Sela is not a Bar Zchia. The Rama might say she's not Mekudeshes anyway, because the husband is not receiving anything. The other person is not receiving anything. Right? The Gemara didn't say that Tema Gavisela Mekudeshes. It said Eina Mekudeshes. And some of the Rishonim say that if she adds this Kadesh Ani Loch, then she will be Mekudeshes, because according to some, he's doing something based on her tzivli, and that's enough of a hana for her to be Mekudeshes. Right? It's the same as Tema Gabisela. Right? If you hold the Eskadesh Ani, if you hold Zerok Manali, if you hold Tema Gabisela, the Eskadesh Ani Lach Mekudeshes, and then Zerok Manali Yam, the Eskadesh Ani Lach is also Mekudeshes, because, again, he's doing something Alpit Tzivuya. The Rambam is not beholden to say that that's true. Not all Rishonim hold that is true. Some say Tanei Mal Gabi Sela is not Mekudeshes Bechlal, so the Rambam could just hold like that. Zach?
According to the Rambam, if he had the case of the Tosfot Rid, and she wants Shimon to receive the gift,
right.
it should still work according to the Rambam. His case is that there are only three people involved, so her will is fulfilled when Ploni receives the money.
How is she going to be Mekudeshes in the case of the Tosfos Rid?
The point is that he is receiving the money, and he is the Baal, but he is the one that she would like to receive it.
Yeah, but Levi, who's being Mekadesh the woman, is not receiving anything in the case of the Tosfos Rid.
Right, but the point is that she doesn't want. The hana is that not that she wants Levi to receive it. She wants to be married through the hana she's receiving from Shimon receiving the money. So once the hana is fulfilled, why should she?
What the Kabbalah's mana from Shimon is enough? Shimon is giving her hana, but why should that be Mekadesh to Levi? If the whole idea is that if the Baal is giving her hana, sorry,
if she didn't lose anything, if she just told Reuven to give her money, she hasn't lost anything. So why should that hana not be enough?
The Hanah that her tzivui is being listened to, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
The Rambam apparently says that in a strict case of Orev, that's enough. But somehow here, the Rambam says that that's not enough. Right? The Rambam says that it's not enough that the Nosen is listening to the Isha. What does he say at the beginning? Isha Shamar, ten dinah leploni matana v'eskash ani lach, v'nosan v'amala harayim v'kudeshes li b'hanos, matana zushin asati al-pich, harayim v'kudeshes. So if the Baal is giving money based on her tzivoy, Baal is doing something. He's doing something, so he is giving her hana. So if Shimon, if Reuben is Mekadesh to Isha because he's listening to her and giving something to Shimon, so he is giving her hana. The problem is here, it's Shimon who's being Mekadesh to Isha. So how does that work for the Rambam? How does that work? The Baal is not giving her hana. She's receiving hana from Reuben because Reuben is listening to her, but the Baal is not giving her hana. That's why the Rambam has to stand on his head and say, no, he is. The hana that he accepts the mona from Reuven, that's a hana that he, Shimon, is giving the Isha. Because if not, then we don't have the Baal giving hana to the woman. The regular din of Orev is where the Baal is listening to the woman. So he's giving hana by sending a present to someone else. But here the Baal is receiving the present. So if he's not mahana the woman, then where's the kiddushin? The Baal has to give hana to the woman. So that's why the Rambam says, no, it's the fact that he accepts the press. That's the hana that he's giving the woman. But if it's a third party that's being the kaddish, then he's not accepting anything. He's not accepting anything, then there's no hana that the woman is receiving from the Baal. He's not receiving anything from the Baal. If she's not receiving anything from the Baal, then the kiddushin is not going to come. Yes, sorry?
According to Rashba, why is it the case of the Taz
According to the Rashba, because she's not actually giving the money to the Baal. She's giving the money to a third party to give to the Baal. So that's not called Nasnahi. Nasnahi means if she gives something directly to the Baal. Right?
So what is the third party acting as? The Shaliach?
I would say not as a Shliach. If she's a Shliach, then it would be Nasnahi. Yeah. So apparently he's not a Shliach. All he's doing is he's lived. Yes, Zach?
If he is a Shaliach, and the Rashba, perhaps if the Rashba is holding like Rashi, like you said, the action of the Shaliach is the same as that of the Shaliach. It should be like she is doing.
Exactly. So that's why I think she's not. He's not viewed as a Shaliach. It's just he's listening to her. So because he's listening to her, that's enough of a Hanah that she can be the Kodesh. He's not actually a Shaliach of hers to give the money to the recipient. She's just saying, you don't have to be chos of the money. The person might not be willing to do it. So she says, don't be chos of the money. I'll be chos of the money. I'll give you the money and you'll give it to the other person. But he's not an actual shliach, because if so, then taka, it shouldn't work. Okay, let's go weiter to the next part of the sugi. To Adam Choshev itself. Boy Rav. Heilech manave ve'karish anilach mal. Amma marzutra mishmeid rafab ha'mekudeshes. Amalei ravashi l'marzutra. Imkein habli nechosim sheesh l'machayis. Nikdim nechosim sheen l'machayis. But this sounds like heilech manave ve'karish anilach. She's giving metalim, and the Baal is going to require karkos together with the metalim. Sounds like there's a kinyan agav of karka agav metalim. Fanan ipchatnan nechosim shein lemachayis nikdim nechosim sheish lemachayis bekesef b'shtar v'chazaka. We know that agav works in the other direction, that if you kone karka, then you can be kone metalim agav the karka through the karka. But here you've been kone the metalim. How can you be kone the isha agav the metalim? It doesn't make much sense. Amalei misavet to Amalei Agav. We're not talking about Kinyan Agav over here. Hocha ba'adam choshev astinan. The Bahia no, the Kamakavim matanam ino, gamra umikni alei nafsha. This is Adam Choshev, that the Dehano, that he's Makabel matanam ino, she's gamra umikni alei nafsha. That Hano. So, Lechora, it seems a little bit strange. The Gemara presents it as though it's a suffix. Boy Rava. Rava's not sure if Adam Choshev should work. If all it is a Hana, we know the Ritva said that Hana ke Kesef, many cases, the Ritva on Daf Vav Amibes by Mekaj Milva, the Ritva by Orif and Zainam Aleph, the Ritva constantly says Hana ke Kesef. So if Hana ke Kesef, what's the Shaila? Why does Rava have a Sofik over here whether the Hana of Adam Choshev should work? It's still a Sofik, right? Rava doesn't have a conclusion here. It's just the Gemara thought, how can, what's the Havamina, it should work, it's only a Kinyan Agav. So the Gemara concludes, no, it's a Hanoah Ba'adam, it's Hanoah Sadam Choshev, and that's the Sovik of Rabbah. The question is, if it's Hanoah Sadam Choshev, so why does Rabbah have that Sovik B'chlam? It's like Schok Lefonai, Rekod Lefonai, it's like all these other Hanoahs that we have. If Hanoah Kekesef in Kolatar Kula and Hanoah Kekesef in Kiddushin, so Hanoah Sadam Choshev also should be enough to create Kiddushin. Why does Rabbah ultimately have a Sovik whether it works? Shmuel Rozovsky wants to suggest that maybe the Hanav and Adam Choshev is not similar to other Hanos. Because the Hanav and Adam Choshev is not demandable. The Adam Choshev can be Toveya, payment for the Hanav that he's giving the woman. This is the old svar that we've had on other occasions. He is giving a Hanav by accepting a gift from the woman, but he can't demand that payment. He's giving her a Hanav, but he wouldn't be able to demand it to Bezdin. So it doesn't really have a Taras Mum. If it's a Hana that's not demandable, there can't be a Tviya on that Hana, it doesn't really have a Taras Mammon to it. So there's a Mokum for Safek whether that Hana is going to work for Kiddushin. Maybe that's Rav Safek. Maybe the only kind of Hana that we'll say is Kikesef vis-a-vis Kiddushin is a Hana that's demandable, that you can have a Tviya Mammon on, that if you're Mahane someone, you can be Toveya, the person, to pay for that, like Schok Lefonai. If you do a dance, person asks you to do a dance. It's not free. They ask you to do the dance, then they don't want to pay. So you can bring them to Bezin to demand them to pay for it. It's like a schiras polem. If you do something on behalf of someone else, then they have to pay for it. But the Hanav and Adam Choshev, he accepts a gift. It's not demandable in Bezdin. So if it's not demandable in Bezdin, it doesn't really have a Taurus Mammon, so you might think that that shouldn't work in Kiddushin either. So says Rava, maybe it does work in Kiddushin. Because even if it doesn't have a Taurus Mammon, maybe Gomra Umikni Anafsha, maybe she has a Gemiras Das, even for this type of Hana, this lower level Hana. It's not the same level as a Hana that you can demand in Bezdin, but maybe the woman is Gomra Daita anyway. For this small Hana, she's Gomra Daita, and maybe that's why it can work for Kiddushin. That's the suffix that Rava has, that this type of Hana doesn't really have a Taurus Mammon, but maybe it's enough for Kiddushin because Gomra will make the Anafsh. This Yisod, that the Hana and Adam Choshev might not be the same level as other Hana Kekef, but it can work in Kiddushin anyway, this might explain a cryptic statement of the Ran. The Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Hanano, who wants to suggest, or seems to suggest, that Hana and Adam Choshev works based on Chalipin. He somehow throws Chalipin into the mix of it. Here's the Ran. Ran on Dav Gimel and Aleph and Dav Yerush. The Chananel Kosav, Helich Mona v'yikna l'cho n'chosai, v'omer da'hi anov nechshuva pekli v'yave hakona l'makna. The Chananel says that the Hanov and Adam Choshev works even by Mekachul Menker. How does it work? He says, ha'hi anov nechshuva pekli Yave Hakona Lamakna, but Kona Bo Bataras Khalipin, Osan Nachasin. He's Kona Bataras Khalipin. Ben Hanal seems to say that Hanav and Adam Khoshiv is Kona Bataras Khalipin. Well, the Fiza Af Metaltli Kona Bo. Nafkamina being, it'll work even for Metaltlin. When you use the Hanav and Adam Khoshiv by Mekal Chomemke, it works not only for Karkos, but even for Metaltlin. Why? Because Chalipin is that one Kenyan that breaks the rules. Normally we have Kenyanim that work by Metaltim, or Kenyanim that work by Karka, but never the twain shall meet. You have Kenyanim like Chazaka that work only by Karka, and Shtar works by Karka, Meshicha, Hagbad, they work by Metaltim and not by Karka. Chalipin is the only Kenyan that works by both. Lekai and Koldova, the Pasuk says. Works by both by Metaltim and by Karka. Breaks the rules. Dr. Rabbeinu Hananel, since Hanas Adam Choshev is Dumi B'Chalipin, it works not only by Kaka, it works by Metaltlim as well. Because it's like a Chalipin, so it can work by Metaltlim as well, by Mekachul Menker. Zok Duran, V'lotita Bidvar, V'lom Ashu Sovered, Dahi Anomidin Chalipin Kanya, V'lom Midin Domin. Don't think that the Rabbeinu Hananel is saying that Hanas Adam Choshev is Midin Chalipin. That's ridiculous, Duran said. That can't be. Why? Shemkein isha shein and niknes b'chalif and heich niknes b'oza hanoah. Rav has a safek that hanoas adam choshev can work by isha, and that's what we assume. That's how we paskin. How can that be? If hanoas adam choshev is based on chalipin, if it's like a kli, it's based on chalipin. We know that an isha is not nikne b'chalipin. So how can hanoas adam choshev work by chalif? Work by isha? So it can't be midin chalipin mamish zafiran elakach daitozal. This is what he means to say. It's as if you're doing chalipin and dom. But Ben Hananel is saying that Hanas Adam Choshev works b'chalipin u'b'domim. It's like nosin chalipin, nosin domim. So whatever you want, you can have something that's nicknames b'domim, is nicknames b'domim, isha. Something that's against Bechalipin, the Talblim is against Bechalipin. Adam Choshev works everywhere. Because it's everything. It's everything that you want. It's Damim, it's Chalipin, it's everything. Back to Ramban, well, what's going on here? Adam Choshev is like Chalipin? First of all, what's the connection to Chalipin Bechalipin? And secondly, what does this mean that it can be anything you want it to be? It'll be Chalipin, it'll be Damim, it'll work by Metaltlim, it'll work by Isha. What kind of a strange idea is that? Ramban is very troubled by this. Lo yadati. Any raw bezeh hashmua zeicher lekli v'chalipin. Ela lemos v'kasev shekana be'ishu v'karka. Zok the Ramban, I don't understand what the Rabbi Nachman was saying. What kli and chalipin is here? What kli and chalipin is here? This is mos. This is a hana. The Adam Choshev is accepting a gift. It's like mos. It's like a hana. But what's the chalipin? What does he mean? Very difficult. So comes the Rashba and says, you know what? I'll tell you the pshat. The Ramban didn't fully understand Rabbi Nachmanel's point. I'll tell you the pshat, Zok the Rashba. He says, the otu be'isho be'karka hanazu kesef mamishin. The hana of the Adam Choshev by isha and by karka. Is that really kesef? Hanazu kesef mamishin? Hana yesh kan, kesef ein kan? Dr. Ashba, Adam Choshev, there's hana, there's no kesef. You think it's kesef? It's not kesef, it's just hana, it's not kesef. But to be nekayim the kavana of the makna, we look at it as if the hana is yesh b'mamish. It's like there's a kli there. It's yesh b'mamish. It's as if there's a kli there. Hilchach l'gabei isha shekesef kona ba aniron oso kilu kesef kabaloso hi umiskadesh ba. To be mekayim the kavana of the makne, we treat it as though the hana is yesh bo mamish, and therefore by isha the kesef works, we look at it as though it's kesef. By metaltlim, the kesef doesn't work, we look at it as though it's chalipin, and therefore it's going to work as well. What's the Rashba saying? You think this is kesef? It's not kesef. It's hano, it's not kesef. It's hano, it's not kesef. Hano ki kesef! What's the Rashba saying? Otu b'isha u'bekarka hano kesef mamashi? Hano yesh kan kesef ein kan. Vos meintas? What is the Rashba saying? Adam Choshev is... It's hano, but it's not kesef. What does that mean? Dr. Shmuel Rizovsky, it's this exact point. Rabbi Nachmanel is saying that the hano of the Adam Choshev is not really kesef. It doesn't really have a Torah Simamin because it's not demandable. You can't demand that in Bezdin. So it's not really kesef. It is hana, but it's not kesef. It's not kesef because it's not demandable. But it's enough to create a Gemiras Das for King. That's the Yisrael. It's not chalipin. The hana of the Adam Koshev is not dino ke chalipin mamish. There is no chalipin. There's no kli over here. Chalipin works per kli. This is hana. Yeah, but the thing is, this hana is enough to create a gemiras das. Like the Gemara says, "Bahi hana, the makabel hina, gomru mitni anafsha." He's makabel something from her, so she's gomeras das to be makna herself bechazara. The purpose of the hana of the Adam Choshev is that she should be gomer bedaita to be makna herself bekidushin. That's the yisod. To be makayim the kavana of the makna, we treat this hana as though yesh ba mamash, as though it's like a chalipin, in the sense that chalipin also is a kinyan das, as we described at great length on Daf Gimel. Chalipin is a kinyan das. You're giving a kli, but it's going to go back. So what kind of a kinyan is that? Caleb shall kona, the kona gives a kli to the makna, and then the makna agrees to be makna to him the chazara, the karka, and the taltlim. Well, what's going on over here? But the makna's not keeping the kli. It's not like kesef where it's a tit for tat, that the makna gets to keep the kesef and he's giving something b'chazara. So how does it work? The answer is it's a kinyan das. It's a kinyan acher, Tosfos says. It's a kinyan das that transfer concretizes the das of the individuals. It demonstrates that there's a das to do a kinyan, a das to be mishabei oneself, and that's enough to create a kinyan. It's a kinyan das. Rabbi Nachmanel is saying that Adam Choshev is similar. That it's not really kesef because it's not demandable in Bezdin. There's no tviya. There can't be a tviya on that kesef, on that hana. So if there's no tviya on the hana, it can't be called kesef. But it's enough to create a gemiras das. So it's like chalipin in the sense that it's enough to create a gemiras das. But because it's a more general kinyan and it's not kesef, it'll work by metaltim as well, not just by karka. It'll work everywhere. It works by karka. It works by metaltim. It works by isha because it's a kinyan das basically. Right? It's like a kinyan das. It's not a real kesef. It's a more general, nebulous type of kinyan. Right? It's more of a kinyan das, and that's why it can work in a more expansive way. Akiva.
I don't know if this is a
don't know if this falls into this problem, but again, we talked about it last week also, that if something doesn't have toros kesef, how could the das mash to be a kinyan? The kiddushin, instead of that rule.
Chalipin is not kesef, it's a kinyan das. It's a different type of kinyan. So this could also be something like a kinyan das. The purpose of this hanoah is simply to create a gemiras das on the part of the woman that she's makna herself. The purpose of the hanoah is to create a gemiras das on the part of the makna, of karka, metalplim, that he's willing to be makna, that metalplim, or the karka, to the kona. And that's enough. Gemiras das, enough. You know, there's an old question about kinyanim. Is the key the maisa? Is the key das? So, l'chor, in most kinyanim, it's some kind of a mix of both. Right? That you need the maisa to create the das. You need both the das with the maisa together. By chalipin, the maisa is really primarily just to create das. So it could be that the purpose of this hanah, the purpose of giving the gift to the Adam Choshev, is just to create gemiras das, that the woman is willing to be makna herself. So maybe this kinyan talk is working without a real maisa kinyan. It's a kinyan without a real maisa. It's almost like chalipin. Almost like, it's not quite chalipin, it's not working the kli, but it's almost like chalipin. The purpose of this kinyan is just to create a gemiras das, and that's what it accomplishes. That's why the woman is going to be makna herself, the kiddush. Okay. Questions? Okay. None of that. Let's go right into the third and final part of the sugya. Idma nami mishmei the rav v'chein le'inyan mamona. That Arev and the Knaini and Shneim, they work in the Mamnus as well. Tzricha the E Ashme in a Kiddushin Mishim the Ha'itza Michal of a Kaldu Kiddush Lakish Amar Eish Lakish Tav Mesav Tandum and Mesav Amalim Ava Mamona Im Alo E Ashme in a Mamona Mishim this Yav and Achila Ava Kiddushin Im Alo Tzricha. Rava says that these halachas of Dav Zayin apply to Mamon as well, to Mekach HaMemker. Why do I need statement of Rav by Kedushin and by Mekach HaMemker? Trichasa. That I would think that Isha is Nicha Bekoldu, and maybe these halachas only work by Kedushin, Kamash Malon, that even by Mekach HaMemker. Or I would think that Mamon is special, that you can be Mochel Mamon. So if you can be Mochel Mamon, maybe these halachas apply to Mamon, but not to Isha. Kamash Malon, that they apply to both. This is the Maskon of the Gemara. That all the halachas of Nav Zayin apply Ben Be Isha, Ben Be Mekach HaMemker. And that's how Rashi explains. B'chein le'inyan mamona, hanach shmaitza the rabbi, the alfina kiddushin, midin orev, midin eved knaini, chein le'inyan mamona, mocha lo soda, ve'omer lo tein ha-kesef l'ploni, v'sadi mechura l'chabo, kona midin orev. Hei lechmona v'tei sadcha mechura l'ploni, kona osa ploni ha-soda, midin eved. Tein mona l'ploni v'tikna lo sodi bo, kona midin shnei. All the halachas apply to mamonis. You want to sell a field, you can use one of these halachas. The Ran points out that Rashi leaves out one of the cases of Dav Zayin. Which case is that? Which case does Rashi leave out? There's a fourth case that's discussed here. Adam Choshev. Adam Choshev is another case in Kiddushin that we discussed. Does Rav's halacha apply to Adam Choshev as well? Can you be makna field by Adam Choshev? The hanah that the Adam Choshev is accepting the gift? Rashi leaves it out, says the Rav. Rabbeinu Chananel says that it does apply to Adam Choshev. That's the whole point Rabbeinu Chananel is making, that it applies to Adam Choshev, and because Adam Choshev is like this quasi-chalipin halacha, then it applies not only to karka, but even to what? Metaltlif, right? Rabbeinu Chananel clearly assumes that Adam Choshev works by Dine Mom. So why does Rashi not mention it? Rashi doesn't talk about Adam Choshev working by Mekach HaMemker. That's the Ran's kasha. The Ran has trouble with his kasha. He says, "Lefikach lo pirish the kainami ahelach mana v'tikna loch sadi ba Adam Choshev." The samcha lahach memer tvei. Adam Choshev is closer to Rav's statement that these halachas work by mamon. No. Zok the Ram, Mishum, that the Kiddushin Gufay is Svukim Esavka Leila Rava, below Ifshita Leila. Then Cain, Heichi Leima Su, V'chein Le'inyan Mamona. How can Rava make a statement that, yeah, of course, all these halachas apply to mamon, including Adam Choshev, when he himself had a suffix if Adam Chashev works by Kiddushin. If he has a suffix even about Kiddushin, so then it doesn't make sense that now he's going to make a statement, Avada, it works by Mammon. We who paskin that Adam Chashev definitely works by Kiddushin, so we can say that by Dini Mammonis as well, the Hana of Adam Chashev is going to work. But Rava himself was nistapik if Adam Chashev works by Kiddushin. So he can't come around and say, yeah, Avada is going to work by Dini Mammonis. He had a suffix by Kiddushin. So Mistama, his statement, doesn't apply to Adam Chashev. The Chayin Le'inyan Mamona applies to Arev and to Eviknani, to Shneyim, but not to Adam Chashev, because he was mistopic whether Adam Chashev even applies to Kiddushin to begin with. That's how the Ran understood. But we who passed him that Avada Adam Chashev works by Kiddushin, so then it should work with Dini Mamonis as well. The Ramban gives a different reason. The Ramban says that maybe Adam Chashev Taka doesn't work by Mamon. Maybe Taka doesn't work by Mamon. The reason why Rashi doesn't mention it is because maybe Taka doesn't work. Not like the round that, no, Taka would work, it's just Rashi doesn't want to say it because Rav Agufa was mistapik by Adam Chashev in the case of Kiddushin, so he's not going to say it's a davar pasha that it should work by Mamon. No, maybe the reason why Rashi doesn't quote it is because Taka doesn't work by Mamon. Adam Chashev can work in Kiddushin, but not by Mamon. Why? What's the difference? If it's enough of a Hanah by Kiddushin, why shouldn't it work by Mamon? Comes the Ramban and says, it's really two Hanahs by Kiddushin. For the Amru Kein Ela B'Kiddusha Isha, she wrote to B'Nisui Adam Chashev, V'yesh B'Shtei Hanahs. Efshar Mishim Dabah, he buy a Rava Lo Poshta. Efshar Mishim Dabah, he buy a Rava Lo Poshta, Piresh Kein, Avu B'Din Hu, Shekol Shekona V'Isha Kona B'Kaka. Zokhtar Ramban, maybe the din of Adam Chashev only works by Kiddushin. Why? Because she wants to marry this Adam Chashev, and she gets Hana by the fact that he's accepting the gift from her. Think about it. The case of Adam Chashev is where she wants to be Mekudeshes to this guy. It's a Chashivas to be Mekudeshes to him. She dafka wants to be Mekudeshes to him, and she gets a second Hana that he takes the gift from her. Beid the Zachin, right? They're both in Yonim over here. That she gets the Hanah from the fact that she'll be Mekudeshes to the Adam Chashev, and that the Adam Chashev takes the Matana from her. Two Hanahs. So maybe Dafka B'Kiddushin, that's enough of a Hanah that will say that she should be Mekudeshes, that the Kiddushin should be Chal. But if the only Hanah that you have is that he takes the gift from her, is that really enough of a Hanah? In the case of Mecha, right? So The Makne, the Balakarka, let's say, gives a gift to the Kohen. And he says, you're such an Adam Chashev, take the gift, and with the Hana of receiving the gift, since I'm getting Hana from you, that I'm receiving the gift from you, the field should be Kohen to you. It should be as if you're giving me money. Does he really care to sell his property to the Adam Chashev? Is that so significant to him? I know that there's this idea that, you know, if you sell your house to a chosh of a person, so then everyone knows, he sold his house to the chosh. But does it really matter? It sort of fades away. It's not so significant that you sold your house to this particular person. By Kiddushin, the woman is going to live with him, Lolam Boyd, hopefully, right? She's married to an Adam Chosh, that's a significant Hanah. The fact that you sold your property to the Adam Chosh, that Adam Chosh is going to live in that property, he's going to use the property, but... Like, is that such a significant Hanah? Zokhtar Ramban, nein, it's not. By Kiddushin, there are two Hanahs. The fact that she'll be Mekudeshes to the Adam Chashev, and the fact that the Adam Chashev accepts something from her. So because there are two Hanahs, that's a significant enough Hanah to say that she should be Mekudeshes. But by Dine Mamonis, by Mekach Umemker, it's not such a Hanah to sell your property to an Adam Chashev. It might be a Hanah that the Adam Chashev accepts a gift from you. That's only one Hanah. That's not two Hanahs. So maybe Rashi doesn't say that Adam Chashev works by Mekach HaMemker, not because Rav Agufa was mistopic about that, but maybe because it doesn't work by Mekach HaMemker. Rashi holds that Adam Chashev, the Hanah of Adam Chashev doesn't work by Mekach HaMemker, because by Mekach HaMemker it's only one Hanah. It's the Hanah that he's accepting a gift. But the Hanah that he's buying the property from you, that's not such a Hanah. By Kiddushin, there are two Hanahs. That's a much more significant Hanah, and there Adam Chashev is going to work. Okay. The Ran makes one final comment. In talking about which halachas apply to Dinei Mamonis, He says, you know, the Rambam leaves out something. The Rambam does mention one of these halachas by Dinei Mamonos, but not all of them. Which halacha does he mention by Dinei Mamonos? Aruf. Right, that's the halacha that the Rambam mentions. In Parak Aleph, halacha vav, Avivus Mechira, the Rambam says that Orev works by Metach HaMetzer. Eved Knaini, the Rambam doesn't say anything about. Shneyem, no mention. Why not? They're also in this Gemara. Why doesn't the Rambam mention those situations when it comes to Metach HaMetzer? So that's what the Rambam picks up on. Why Taka does the Rambam leave it out? The Eved Gomer Lolo Me Isha. Eved Knaini and Isha are connected. There's a Shav of Lolo. Ochufsha Lo Nitan Lo, because of Lo Sefer Krisus. So maybe Eved Knaini and Isha, since they're connected, the din of Eved Knaini can apply to Kiddushin. But maybe we don't learn the din of Eved Knaini to Mammon because there is no special connection. Interesting idea. That Eved Knaini maybe applies only to Kiddushin and not to Mammon because there is no special connection between Eved Knaini and Isha. What's difficult is not so much the connection, but the Gemara. What does Rava say? Itmanami Mishrei the Rava v'chein le'inim Mamona. Right? He seems to be going on the whole sugya. So how can the Rambam just, you know, pick and choose what he wants to apply to Mammon? Rav is going on the whole sugya. We have a whole sugya. Arev, Eved Knaini, Shneyem. And then Rav says it all applies to Mammon. So how can the Rambam just say that Arev applies to Mammon, nothing else? Seems a little bit strange. That's the Kesef Mishnah's kasha on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says maybe the Rambam placed this statement of Rav after Arev. Right, not at the end of the sugya, he placed it after Arif. That's why he says that Arif applies to Dinei Mamonos, but not other halachas. Now, why should I say that? Why should I say that this statement should be placed after Arif and not at the end of the whole sugya? So the emphasis is, I think there's a svara to that. It really makes a lot of sense that Rava's statement should be placed right after Arif. Why? What is Rava really saying? What's the tzrichas of the Gemara? Rava applies the halachas, some halachas to Mammon. And then the Gemara says, Tzricha, I need the statement of Rava that the halacha applies to Kiddushin. I need the statement of Rava that it applies to Mammon. The question is, which halacha are we talking about? So the Gemara says, I need it for both, because if it only would have said by Kiddushin, I'd say that this halacha, that Arev, and maybe other things, applies only to Kiddushin. Why? The Nichla B'Koldehu. That the woman is Nichla B'Koldehu, and therefore, the halacha can apply to Kiddushin. But I wouldn't necessarily say that by Mammon. What does it mean, nichala b'koldehu? So Rashi explains, nichala lios niknes b'koldehu, b'kinin kolshu, v'afilu b'tovas hanoa ba'alma. Even with a tovas hanoa, a little hanoa, that's sufficient for her. She's willing to be niknes with a small hanoa. Which halacha of Rava is referring to a small hanoa? That the fact that the woman receives only a small hanoa, that's enough for her to be mechudeshes? Which did? Arif. Arif. Eved Knaini has nothing to do with the Tovas Hanoa Koldehu. Right? That halacha is that even if the Baal isn't chaser anything, he's still can be Makadosh. Even if the Kohen isn't chaser anything, the Kinyan can still work. Arev is really the only halacha where we can apply the idea of Nichal of a Koldehu. So to say that Arev applies to Mammon, I can hear, because that's the Tzrichas of the Gemara. The question is, why do I need both statements of Rava? A statement by Kiddushin, a statement by Mammon. So if Rava's statement, V'chein le'inyin Mamona, applies to Orev, so then it makes sense. Then the Tzrichasa fits in. If it applies to Eved Knaini also, then the Tzrichasa is a little bit strange. Right? The Tzrichasa, if you say that Rava's halacha applies to all three, to Orev, to Eved Knaini, and to Shneyem, it applies to all three, then the Stoma, what he's really saying, the whole Tzrichasa is not about Eved Knaini, it's about Orev and Shneyem, because you have a din of Orev, both in Orev and in Shneyem. Right? But it's not such a far jump for the Rambam to say that Rava's halacha applies only to Arev. Right? That Arev extends to Dinei Mamonos, but nothing else extends to Dinei Mamonos, because the Tzrichas of the Gemara, that Nichala B'Koldehu, that if I only would have had the halacha of Arev by Kiddushin, I would say it applies to Kiddushin, not to Dinei Mamonos. That's true by Arev, but not by Eved Knaini. So Itaka makes a lot of sense to say, like the Kesef Mishnah, that Rava's statement, the Chayn Lenyan Mamona, that's right after Arev. Right? It makes sense that he would put that statement after Arev, because the Tzrichas of the Gemara really applies to Arev, not to Ebek Knayim. Okay, so it still is a Chiddush, because the Pashup Shad of the Gemara, the way that we have, all Gersa of the Gemara, that it applies to all three. But it's not such a far jump to say that maybe Rava's statement should really be shifted to after Arev, because the whole Tzrichas of the Gemara really, really applies to Arev and not to the other cases. Yes.
It's a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that since it was placed after Arev, we could then learn out that that's why Rava, that's why the Rama only carried Arev over.
I'm trying to figure out why the Kesef Mishnah thinks that it only is placed, that it was placed after Arev.
The rabbis give the reason because
I'm saying the Svara makes sense that it should be placed only after Arev, right?
Yeah. So wouldn't that not teach us why the Rama only learned out the deal that Arev Tamon cases?
Why, it's perfect. If Rava's statement is said after Arev, so then obviously it only applies to Arev and not to Ebek Knayim. So that's why the Rambam only used it by Arev and not by Ebek Knayim.
But I thought we were saying that he placed it after Kedusha because of the Tzrichas of Kedusha, that it's only just a small enough. But not, that's the reason why it's placed after Arev, not because, not to show that that's why it's only moved over to...
Right, but the fact is once it's placed after Arev, then we have no mucker to say that it applies anywhere but Arev. Right, so once we have no mucka to say it applies elsewhere besides Arev, then the Rama makes sense, then maybe Ataka only applies to Arev. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here. I'll just add the